You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Sean Galvin, Vice President of Innovation at HealthNTech, a company who is striving to revolutionize how employer groups manage and quantify their wellness program. Sean, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're very welcome. So what does HealthNTech do?
HealthNTech is helping companies manage their health and wellness. We find that the healthcare spend is about the second or third largest cost of any company, and there's no good way to aggregate the data and help companies out. You worked at Westward One as a traffic reporter, didn't you?
I sure did. Yes, I did.
They have about 500 employees, and their healthcare spends about $7 million, and our tool will help companies like Westward One manage that.
Excellent. So, don't companies do this now or do it already?
Well, the larger companies have the resources to launch large analytics packages. It takes a certain level of sophistication to mine the data. There's no ready answers, and it costs an arm and a leg. We're trying to bring it to smaller organizations. We're trying to make it easier for the innovators in this space to report on how they're doing.
And who are you working with currently?
We're working with about 52 different organizations. I think my favorite story is there's a small import manufacturer, and most of their employees are, they have English as a second language. They're not using benefits. They're kind of marginalized. And I thought they'd take this analysis and really try and drive healthcare costs out. But this small company has taken it, and they're really taking care of these people. And they're launching programs to keep them healthy and help them navigate the healthcare system. One of our biggest clients, one of our most marquee, is called Lincoln Industries. And if you're in health and wellness, you really need to go out and take a look at some of their case studies. They are moving the bar in wellness like no one else. Our biggest brand name is REI. They were one of our strategic advisory board partners, and we're also working with large hospitals and wellness innovators all over the place.
Today we are joined by Sean Galvin, the Vice President of Innovation at HealthNTech, a company who is striving to revolutionize how employer groups manage and quantify their wellness programs here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sean, I understand that you were founded by dental insurance companies. How did that come about?
Yeah, thank you. So they realized they had a big risk that the medical insurance companies could add dental and be a competitive threat. So they wanted us to tie the importance of dental health to medical through analytics. But we discovered there's much more there. If we take in pharmacy, if we take in self-reported data, if we take in biometrics, we get a much bigger picture, and there was a much bigger business opportunity for us. And to their credit, they took off the chains and let us go after this market.
Did you really have an entire year to do market research, and was this valuable?
It was a really unique situation. They gave us an entire year. And I went to 137 different offices. We really luxuriated in a lot of market research. It was good because we really got to know our customers and what they needed. The one caution I would have for your listeners is if you do that much market research, make sure that you're trying to sell a product during it. Many times the feedback was, I like this or I don't like it. When they're making a purchasing decision, I find that the input is much different.
That is very good advice. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online and also get more information about innovation at HealthNTech?
Excellent. HealthNTech.com, like authentic, but with health. HealthNTech.com.
That's certainly easy enough. And in conclusion, what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs listening in?
Oh, Well, I would strongly encourage entrepreneurs of any size organization to read Stephen Blank and Eric Ries, The Lean Startup, is a book I highly recommend. And if you are familiar with them, what I highly recommend is that you don't stray too far. That even after the company starts taking off and you start on the hockey stick, keep iterating and measuring and always apply those Lean Startup principles.
Certainly do appreciate your stopping by. We've been speaking with Sean Gallivan, Vice President of Innovation at Healthintic, a company who is striving to revolutionize how employer groups manage and quantify their wellness programs. And the website of reference, once again, is simply healthintic.com. Sean, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, and continued success to you and your company.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.